You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, let's start internationally, please. They've been having some problems with the harvest season in China. What's up there?
Well, you know, China usually is pretty dry once you get into the month of October, and it's usually ideal for getting all kinds of field work done, the harvest of summer crops as well as the planting of wheat and rapeseed. But this year seems to be a little different. It's been raining quite a bit over the past couple of weeks, and the whole month of October actually has been notably wetter biased, and not just in a small region, but across a big part of the country. And it is raining quite significantly right now in the east central areas. We've already had several inches of rain in the last couple of days. We've got at least another 1 to 3 coming up between now and the end of the weekend. So field work is pretty much on hold across the east central parts of the country, and there is some concern about getting into those fields and getting the harvest completed and planting of winter crops successful. And right now I think that all that will come together, but there is a certain level of worry that will be with us for at least a few more days. Next week does look better.
On the subject of getting into the fields, farmers across the planet in both the northern and the southern hemisphere are working. In the south, they want to put in corn and soybeans, and here in North America, they're taking out corn and soybeans, and they're looking to plant hard red winter wheat. How are conditions?
Well, you know, in South America, I think conditions are looking up quite a bit. There's been a lot of chatter out there about La Nina-like conditions possibly hurting the production down there, but I can't find a single reason for buying into that argument right now. I think there will be a problem a little later down the road that with too much moisture maybe occurring in parts of center, west and center south Brazil. This would be in January and February. At the same time, there might be a little dryness in the southern part of the country, but I don't expect that to be a real festering issue. In the meantime, conditions for planting have been and will likely continue to be almost ideal across the country. There has been excessive rains in Rio Grande do Sul over the past 2 weeks. And impressive rains of running anywhere from 5 to more than 13 inches of rain in a single week, and that's too much, and their wheat crop has suffered big time. But that's only in Rio Grande do Sul. Everywhere else in Brazil, things are fine. Argentina's had very good rainfall also, and they are looking pretty nice. It got a little bit too wet for a while this week, but they are now drying down or will be in the coming week. It'll be an aggressive week for planting progress there. In the U.S., you know, the biggest concern I have in the U.S. isn't so much the harvest of summer crops as much as it is a concern about the condition of winter wheat in the High Plains region from Nebraska to Texas. Texas Panhandle, these areas have gone about 6 weeks now without a real good amount of moisture. It's been fairly warm out there, and that crop's not doing really well. The harvest of corn and soybeans, though, is progressing along. We have a little bit of an eruption every once in a while, but nothing that's going to cause a huge problem.
Thanks so much, Drew.
Have a great afternoon.
You too. That's Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, inviting you to visit our website at willag.org. There you'll find a link to our Farm Assets Conference, or you can just go directly to farmassetsconference.com to pick up your tickets. They're just $30. Buy them today.